put it quite simply, this is not easy to watch when you watch the Jaguars offense. And I'm looking at the numbers here. They've been outscored in the first half of four games now, 75-8.
At home in the two home games, Jeff, 65-5 to overall score. And offensively, you know, you talk about struggling to win. Right now it's struggling to get first down. At one point in the fourth quarter, they had five first downs, three by penalty, only two by themselves moving the ball. So I like what Gus said to you after the game. He says, listen, we got to find out what our guys do well and focus on that and coach them up in that area. We can't beat our heads up against the wall. If they're struggling in an area, then you got to go back to ground zero. Maybe limit the playbook. Find whatever it is they do well and then do that until you do it really well and then you move on.
The thing that frustrates me early in this ball game, you have an interception, would have you given you great field position. Certainly would have been a great boost for an offense that's been struggling so far. When Will Blackman has the interception and you have a mental error, Jason Babin lines up offside, but it didn't stop there. Jordan Todman had a personal foul, and then he had an illegal substitution, which hurt an offensive drive. Cecil Shorts had an interception off of a bob. I mean, these little mistakes certainly are not helping the offense.
Well, how often have we said on the radio broadcast is the margin for error is paper thin with this team? They're just not good enough yet. They're not
because of the talent.
Because of the talent, because of how young they are. And so you can't make mistakes. Listen, if you're a really good team, you don't want to make those mistakes, but you can overcome them at times. This team can't. And so they just shot themselves in the foot continually today with mistakes that are very easily fixable.
Blaine Gabbert's first action back since he had the big cut on his hand opening day against the Kansas City Chiefs. I thought the protection with the offensive line was pretty good. What do you think about his performance overall?
Well, it was tough. You know, a couple of throws early, you'd like Cecil to come up with those balls. They're tipped and they're interceptions. So at the beginning, I would not put it on Blaine. But still, I think we saw and we pointed out, at times the protection was fine. And it just gets a little bit anxious and tries to break contain. Instead of just, we saw Andrew Luck climb in the pocket.
Yeah, we need to explain to people what climbing the pocket means.
Very basic. So to form a good pocket, you want your center and your guard to really kind of keep the guys within a three-yard distance of the line of scrimmage. Mm-hmm. And then your tackles are responsible for the width of the pocket. So they want to stretch their guys out. And that creates the pocket. When there's pressure or there's nothing going on down the field, what you want to do as a quarterback, you want to climb, meaning work up into the pocket because that's where it's the safest. What Blaine has a tendency to do at times is try to run outside the tackles. It puts a lot of stress on the offensive line, and it's difficult at that point to see down the field what's going on with your receivers. So it's something that he's going to have to get better at.
One thing that they got to get better at certainly is running the football. Mercedes Lewis was expected to be a boost. He was active for this game. He has one series on offense. The next series is on the bike, and then before long he's in street clothes. Hey, look, the reality is it's hard to find good players in the National Football League, and when you lose some of your better players, the drop-off is significant.
Yeah, it's tough. And I think you almost have to have the mentality is if you're a player, so that we're not going to count on Mercedes. Not because it's not his fault, but this injury right now is lingering. And he's got to try to get back whenever he can, and you can't use that as an excuse. It is what it is. You know, we're going to have to go with Reisner and Clay Harbor and those guys at tight end, and they're going to have to make something happen. And the run game, though, is bigger than just whether you have Mercedes Lewis or not. It's up front. Those guys are better than I think they're playing right now. And they have to get pushed. They have to get some movement. And then you're not going to – we can't just leave out Maurice Jones-Drew as well, because I think you and I both agree watching him, not just live, but as we watch the game tapes during the week, he does not have that explosiveness that we're used to seeing.
Well, and a tough loss, 37-3, the Jaguars fall. And it doesn't get any easier, Tony. The Jaguars on the road for the next 2 weeks at the St. Louis Rams and at the Denver Broncos. Welcome back into the Jaguars postgame report. We're now joined by Jaguars.com senior writer John Osher. John, the offense struggles continue, even at home against a division opponent.
Yeah, and I'm sure this is old ground covered. Guys have been on for a while. Cecil Shorts, three or four drops at least, two of them turn interceptions. That's what you can't have from your guy. Who's really the guy that you're counting on. They're obviously down a receiver, so you're going to look to him a lot. I didn't think Mercedes Lewis being out helped at all either. But early on, Blaine Gabbert sort of showed signs of doing what they wanted, and then with the early mistakes, it just sort of started looking like it's been looking the last three or four games.
Are we going to see the Maurice Jones-Drew of old? I mean, that's a serious question. About 2.5 yards a carry on the season. The offensive line has some struggles, but will he be able to get back to form?
You know, who knows? And I think that's the million-dollar question regarding the running game. Is it the blocking or is it Maurice Jones-Drew? It looks to me like right now it's a combination of both.
What does the head coach say to a football team after a game like this?
Well, I'm not sure what he told you.
After games like this, because, you know, I mean, we're talking multiple weeks
now. Yeah.
You know, last week in Seattle, you had a backup quarterback in the ball game in the third quarter, and then, you know, today against the Indianapolis Colts, you have Matt Hassel back in for Andrew Luck in the fourth quarter.
Well, and then it looked again like some of the games in the last year and a half have looked close for sort of that brief moment where you think, okay, they're getting it together, and all of a sudden one or two mistakes and it's a landslide. I'm not sure how he was with you today when you talked to Gus, but Gus talked a lot in the press conference today. There was a different tone. It was still positive, but there was a lot more talk about we've got to hold these guys accountable. The mistakes, the penalties are not going to work. I don't want to say Gus was less positive because he's always that guy who's going to try to build on the positives, but it clearly showed that he knows this has got to get corrected and it's got to start looking like a better direction very soon.
And defensively, they got to get better. I thought they did a pretty good job against Richardson early in this ball game. But then the guy that you covered, Donald Brown, rips off a 50-yarder on a little trap 30 right up the middle. And all of a sudden, you know, they're sitting right there knocking on the door.
It was ironic. Early on, I tweeted out something about, you know, the defense is playing well. They were keeping them in it. They had the goal line stand. They were stopping the run. Boom, the next play was when Brown had his 50-yard run. And not only that, but after that, couldn't really get him off the field, and they ran on in. 50-yard run's one thing. Turn that into a field goal and not a touchdown. All of a sudden, it's 13-3, 17-3, and, you know, Katie bar the door, if you will.
Does the lack of offense have an impact on the way the defense plays? Because, look, I've been there. When the offense is struggling sometimes as a defender, it's hard to keep that positive energy up series after series.
Well, and you keep talking about that this year, and, yes, there's been times the defense has held them to 10, 13 in the first half, and all of a sudden it's a 10-point deficit, and you're thinking, what's wrong with this team? And you realize a lot of teams score 14 and 17 points. The offense has to be able to have 17 or 14 points so that a 14-point half by the defense is not a disaster. You know, that's not really supposed to be a horrible thing in the NFL. This team gives up 14 points right now, and they're down 10, and it looks like a bad thing. That's not fair to the defense, as you said.